Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, GST reforms boosting festival sales. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
The GST Bachat Utsav, which kick-started on the 22nd of September, has a significant positive impact on the festive season by boosting consumer spending through lower GST rates on a wide range of goods, leading to increased sales and a more buoyant market for businesses. And to discuss more about it, we are privileged to be joined in by noted economic analyst A.K. Bhattacharya. Mr. Bhattacharya, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Bhattacharya, the tax slab and its simplification for the GST has well and truly been welcomed across the board. And today, the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman spoke about it and how the GST rationalization benefits has begun showing its effect and started percolating down to the customers. Let's listen in.
The prices are reduced, meaning the tax benefit is reaching the end consumer. 54 items. I'm not going to read each one of them out. And even as we say 54 items, you know, from 12 to 5, the rate reduction has happened. And from 28 to 18, rate reduction has happened on largely most of the goods. But in some cases, one or two went this way or that way. But 54 such daily use items, we've been closely monitoring.
So, Mr. Bhattacharya, we just heard the finance minister speak about the GST 2.0 reform. So, how do you see this rationalization actually impacting businesses and, of course, the customers?
Well, you know, there are two ways that I see it impacting. The first is, of course, there has been an uptick in the way people are buying more of these items, whether they are small items, small consumer durable items, or small cars or tractors, as the finance minister pointed out in her press conference. So I think people are obviously taking full advantage of lower tax rate to increase their purchases. And that is certainly will give a boost to the economy, because when you have more demand, when more people go into the market because of lower tax rate, you naturally see the demand rising, and it is having a positive impact on the investment climate, because there is always a connection between demand and the investment rate. So therefore, when there is more demand, there is the strong possibility of the investment going up. And that itself, investment going up, which means more jobs are creating, which means more money is in the hands of people who work in those factories and workplaces. And when they come back into the market, and then they create further demand push. So there is a virtuous cycle that is created. So this is one way of looking at it. But another way, which in my view is as important, is what the finance minister also hinted at, is that this is a classic case of a monitoring measure. Because when the government decided to go in for such a wide-ranging, sharp cuts in GST rates, there was some fear expressed in many circles, and for good reasons, that since the GST structure had abolished the anti-profiteering laws some years ago, there was a fear that even if the GST rates are brought down, what is the assurance, what is the instrument by which the government will ensure that the companies and the service providers are actually passing on the benefits of the lower duties to the consumers, and therefore having the desired effect in demand, and therefore the investment, and therefore growth in the economy. So it was a very critical element in the entire GST cycle. And that's why I'm saying it's a monitoring measurement, in which the government has come out today with the figures by monitoring 54 items of daily use, where the government is saying that the impact of lower duties is actually not only being reflected in lower prices, but in many cases, the actual price is even lower than what the benefit they have got from the lower duties. So which means what? Which means the Indian companies, apart from trying to produce more at home, they are also trying to compete well among themselves, and they're trying to corner a larger market share. And take the example of the small car manufacturers. They have actually reduced the prices of the small cars little more than what the benefit they got. But the reason is, so they want to get into the market, to take away the market that belong to the two-wheeler sellers. So it's a good sight to celebrate in my view, because there's a competition at play. There's ease of doing business, lower rates of taxation. There is a non-intrusive monitoring mechanism without the policing mentality of the early anti-profiteering law, by which the government will actually come and threaten you with that if you don't pass on that benefit, that is gone. So ease of doing business is better. And you see that all the products which the finance minister mentioned, 54 items where the benefits have been passed on. So I think if you look at both these sectors, both ways, I think they are complementary in the sense that they complement each other, and it's a good sign. The question that we need to keep in mind is that our domestic environment, the economic demand, should not be constrained by a little bit of indebtedness. But I think as of now, going by the sales figures that you have seen in the last few weeks, I see that the GST rate cut has positively impacted the purchasing sentiment of the consumers, not just in rural India, but also in urban India. So the strategy has worked, and hopefully it will mean no reduction or no adverse impact on the government's overall collections of duties. And if that happens, then it is a win-win situation for all, where the consumers gain, the economy gains, and the government also does not lose. Absolutely. In terms of revenues.
Absolutely, sir. Earlier today, the Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal as well dealt at length of the resilience, sturdiness and growth of the Indian economy in the current challenging times. Let's listen in.
निवेश में, व्यापार में, उद्योग में जो भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था को उछाल मिला है, इसके कारण कंज्यूमर स्पेंडिंग, इन्वेस्टमेंट्स इन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, जब दोनों पायदान पे अर्थव्यवस्था आगे बढ़ती है तो उसका जो मल्टीप्लायर इंपैक्ट का लाभ देश को मिलता है व्यवस्थित रूप से, इसके कारण अर्थव्यवस्था विश्व की सबसे तेज गति से बढ़ने वाली अर्थव्यवस्था बनी है. अंतर्राष्ट्रीय तकलीफों के बावजूद एक बड़ा वोलेटाइल, बड़ा अनसर्टन, बहुत ही उथल पुथल वाला अंतर्राष्ट्रीय माहौल में भारत इतनी तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है कि आईएमएफ तक को अपना फोरकास्ट अपवर्ड रिवाइज करना पड़ा 6.6% इस वर्ष की वृद्धि का.
Mr. Bhattacharya, the upgrade to 6.6% by the IMF and of course other agencies as well, coupled with the record lowest inflation in the last 8 years, is something which mostly goes unnoticed in the cacophony of other metrics. Your comments on this, sir?
I think what has happened is that from a macroeconomic point of view, in spite of those international the problems that the economy faces, whether it is the US tariff or whether it is the geopolitical crisis with the two wars, although one of them has just been benefited from a ceasefire, but the exports being challenged, I would say. But in spite of that, the domestic resilience, not just of the economy, but also of the domestic markets, is actually a big boon for the Indian economy, which is why the global rating companies are also upgrading us, which is why, as the minister pointed out, the IMF has upgraded its growth forecast. Even the India Central Bank, the Reserve Bank of India, has also done something similar. So I am not at all surprised by this upgrade. What is important is that these upgrades will be sustained if we continue to remain on the right path, take the right kind of reforms, adopt the right reforms like the GST reforms. And importantly, note that in this press conference of the finance minister, she is not resting on her laurels of having reduced taxes. She is actually laying out a new agenda for GST reforms going forward. She is talking about abolishing all inverted duty tax structure. Now, that to my mind is as important as what has been done on 22nd of September, because inverted duty tax structure can neutralize a lot of the benefits. While in this time, a lot of inverted duty tax structure have been handled and addressed, but she herself said that whatever is remaining, she will be able to deal with that. And I think that is a spirit which needs to be complimented and celebrated in my view.
Right. Mr. Bhattacharya, electronics, manufacturing and exports contribute significantly to the economy. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw tells us more about the industry.
इस नवरात्रि में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स की रिकॉर्ड सेल हुई है. जितनी भी रिटेल चेन्स हैं, उन सबसे जो डेटा आया है, उस डेटा के हिसाब से पिछले नवरात्रि के कंपैरिजन में 20-25% अधिक सेल्स हुई है. एंड टुडे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इज गिविंग एम्प्लॉयमेंट टू अबाउट 25 लाख persons directly. इस साल यूएस जो कि बहुत बड़ा एक कंज्यूमर मार्केट है, यूएस को जो स्मार्टफोन्स जाते थे उसमें इंडिया हैज सरपास्ड आवर नेबर इन एक्सपोर्टिंग स्मार्टफोन्स टू यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स.
Mr. Bhattacharya, in the new economy, electronics and allied industry play a pivotal role. Now, how do you see India positioning itself in the coming days, especially when the government has made its intent very clear with the semiconductor push?
Well, I think it's a very important sector. What the minister pointed out is that mobile phone exports in particular have done exceedingly well, and we have exceeded the performance of China in exporting those phones to the US, largely because of the Apple iPhones manufacturing facilities that have increased their capacity in India with newer factories being set up here. What does it mean? It essentially means more jobs in India, which means that the demand for technical skills here. I think the global companies in the electronics and the semiconductor space, they want to operate and distribute the risks, so to say, in different parts of the country instead of being located only in China or even in the US. So I think India is right now kind of a sweet spot where if we take the right moves, if we improve our educational infrastructure, if we use our health infrastructure, if you improve our economic infrastructure and make sure that the ease of doing business, right, the labor laws are reformed, everything. So I think we can enhance these things even further. And as you rightly pointed out, the semiconductors, and we are also investing in rare earths minerals in a big way. Absolutely. So these are all integrated, and what the minister was hinting at was only one part of it. And I think it is something that we cannot easily ignore.
Absolutely. The minister, Mr. Vaishnav, also spoke about investments and consumption and its growth in the coming days. Let's listen in.
इस रिफॉर्म के टाइम में कई एस्टिमेट्स आए थे कि कंजम्पशन किस तरह से बढ़ेगा देश में, डिमांड किस तरह से बढ़ेगी. लास्ट ईयर का जीडीपी का अगर नंबर हम देखें, 335 लाख करोड़ की जीडीपी है, उसमें से 202 लाख करोड़ हमारा कंजम्पशन है और 98 लाख करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है. नेचुरल वे में कंजम्पशन हर साल बढ़ता है एज इनकम ग्रोज, एज कंट्री ग्रोज, लेकिन बिकॉज ऑफ द जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स कंजम्पशन विल बी सिग्निफिकेंटली इंक्रीजिंग एंड इट्स वेरी लाइकली दैट द कंजम्पशन will increase more than 10% this year, which means करीब 20 लाख करोड़ रुपए का extra consumption होने की पूरी संभावना है. Investment जो 98 लाख करोड़ last year था, that also is likely to increase significantly.
We just heard the minister speak about the growth in consumption and investment. Like, very briefly, Mr. Bhattacharya, how does the GST reforms help in achieving this target?
There can be no doubt about the fact that the GST rate reduction will certainly boost consumption. When the prices come down, as the monitoring mechanic showed, that 54 items were shown. So there is no doubt that when you cut GST rates, rationalize them, and promise removal of inverted duties tax structure, then your demand will rise and it will naturally contribute to higher consumption. And higher consumption would further lead to higher investment, and that will naturally create a virtuous cycle of more investment, more jobs, more demand, and therefore growth. So I think there is a easy calculation on this, and what the minister is hinting at. I'm not going into the numbers, but I'm saying, of course, consumption will see a bump up on this.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Bhattacharya, for having joined in and shared your views.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on GST Bachat Utsav, GST reforms boosting festival sales. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.